Okay. I'm just gonna roll with the punches. So, the audio on the YouTube feed and Twitch might just seem a little bit sporadic, but for the audio feed, hopefully, it's gonna be fine. I'm gonna use my Zoom Podtrac P4, put the intros in, get the audio together, send it all out on Spotify, and hopefully that'll be fine, or I'll send it to someone. But for now, I don't know. I'm just gonna try and put this thing together. So there might be some silences, which is just one of those things, but it's all for the audio listeners.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Okay, good evening and welcome to the Overseas Connection podcast. It is June the 18th, episode 738. Happy Father's Day. It's just me. It's just me. There's a whole lot going on. There's Father's Day, obviously, that's keeping people away. Someone's on holiday. Some unexpected things happen for another person, so you're just left with me on my Jack Jones. And I've started the Podtrac P4 up, and I thought I'd get the audio sorted. And as I was halfway through listening to the intro on the audio, I forgot to press record. So I'm just going wrong from the get-go. But there we go. We're here, or should I say I'm here, episode 738 of the Overseas Connection podcast, and I'm your host today, and only host. You've just got me, Peter Chin. I'm here in sweaty Birmingham. I'm in my office upstairs, and it's just red hot. I'm absolutely soaking of sweat, but you don't need to know that. What you need to know about our podcast is we broadcast weekly on Sundays at 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. West Coast, 4 p.m. East Coast, and 3 p.m. Central. You can find us on Twitch and YouTube as well. So there's twitch.tv/OC podcast and youtube.com/OC podcast. So as I said, I'm Peter Chin, also known as Yampied on my gamer tags, but I've not been playing any games as such. But talking about our podcast, we're just a bunch of mature folk, I'd say. We just talk games, life. It's mainly life and news, really, at the minute. But we just do as much as we can for the community that follow us, because we appreciate you totally. And we've got some birthdays as well this week. And I've also got a bit of a birthday jingle that I can put in the audio as well. But I'll mention them first of all. So it's Jim Martin, who I haven't got any ages here, so I'm going to guess and say that you're 32. You're 32 on the 22nd of June. And then there's a Sean Regan, who apparently there's a 49 next to it, close to the big 50, I must say, and that's on the 24th of June. So happy birthday for those days. And I'll play this little jingle that the YouTube followers won't be able to, or should I say the YouTube feed viewers won't be able to hear right now, but I'll play it. Oh shit, I've played the wrong one. I'm not doing that good. I told you I'd screw up.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Right. Happy birthday to the both of you. Now it's story time.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
It's just me. So, this past week has been really busy, actually. A lot of it was work during the week, but I've also had a lot of time to spend on the boat this week. I've agreed with my boss that it was okay to work on the boat if I take my laptop and phone, because there's a little bit less to do here now at work. And yeah, so I pick up all my calls and emails if I can on my boat. So I've been there. The one thing that's posing the problem on our boat is I keep on coming back to get to see to the dogs. I've got two dogs, British Bulldogs, Domino and Dixie, and they're hard work, as every dog owner will know. They have their tendencies to poop and wee in the house if I don't get back to them quick enough, so I have to get back. So that's one of my problems on the boatyard. And I've made a, because we've got this workshop next to the boat, I've built this dog pen. It's quite big, actually. It's like 2 meters wide and about, I don't know, 5 meters long. That's big enough for them anyway. So I've built the fencing and the gate round for that. That's all set and done. They went in there on Friday, and I need to make a few more tweaks because there's a couple more bulldogs on the boatyard, and they all got together and completely like trashed the gate. So I've got to try and make some adjustments to that, just add some more latches and stuff to it. But it just about held it all together. So I bought some artificial grass to put on the grid, so they can sit down and poop and do whatever they've got to do on it. It'll just be a little bit of space for them while I work on the boat anyway. The boat's going okay. We had Friday off from work, both Shell and I, and we've spent some time stripping all of the boat as much as we could. And we're doing all right. We've got all of the stuff off, so like washing machine, sink, fridge, shower, all bits and bobs like wood. There was a recliner settee with motors and hydraulics all underneath, and it weighed an absolute ton. But I've got that off, along with the material part of it. There's a big massive mirror. There was a Thetford cassette toilet. A bit grim. The cassette's still on the boat. It's still got some poop in. So the cassette's still on there, but the toilet's come off. All stuff, just everything has pretty much just gone out onto the side. And some of the stuff was, there was television as well, a Sony TV. Some of the stuff was okay, and you could use it elsewhere. Oh, and a microwave. And it's like the generation game. And I've managed to get it all on the side. And I said to the boatyard, I have a chat with everybody else on the boatyard. If they want the stuff, they can take it for all I care, or for a week care, should I say. And the next day when we turned up, they'd raided our stuff. They pretty much took everything apart from the washing machine. And there's some funky old clock on that was in the kitchen. That it looks a bit like tat, really. So they've left that. But everything else is gone. It's pretty much gone. The one thing that I found that I thought was really sweet was that I think somebody had a bit of a sympathy vote for us. We've got this big Sony TV. It's probably about, I don't know, 40, 43 inch. It was quite a big thing, it was. We didn't need it. It's going to be too big for the boat, for what we want it for anyway. Lead, and, you know, it was all good to go. It was a good boat. It was a good boat TV, really, but just too much for us. We just didn't want it. It's too big. Too big. And we put it on the side. That went, and whoever's taken the TV has replaced it with a small, like, 22-inch JVC monitor. I don't know whether they just thought, they've gone rid of the TV, and they're not going to be able to get a new one, or I don't know what they've done that for, but they've put this 22-inch JVC television there, which we're going to try and get rid of, on the side. So, yeah. We just got a washing machine and that to get rid of, but it's not bad. We got a dog pen. I've started to strip the floor up. You can see engineering bricks now, but I'm going to try and pull all of this in my videos. That's the one thing I'm dreading, really. They're just not really going to be riveting. I think that's the thing I'm scared of. I just need to get it out there, like Robin said. But anyway, the past 3 days have been manic. So I was on the boat on Friday with Shell all day, and we had the dogs in their dog pen. So Friday was just hot, sweaty, manual work. Nothing else really riveting about that day, apart from we had a good productive day on the boat. Saturday I had my son, as I usually do on the Saturday, and I went to see my parents because I didn't stay. It was obviously Father's Day today, but we took him his Father's Day stuff yesterday. So we're seeing them, got back, dropped my son off as well not long afterwards. And then we went to Birmingham. We went to the NIA Arena, which is, I don't know what it's called now, the Utility Arena or something like that. I can't remember. Anyway, we went to Birmingham, the old NIA, and we went to see Peter Gabriel. And if some of you don't know who Peter Gabriel is, you might have heard of him. He was part of that up until 1975, I think it was. And Shell's a real big fan of Peter Gabriel. I don't know too much about him, but I've heard some of his songs. Like, we've watched a few of his gigs together on YouTube, and I've got to like some of his songs and stuff. But we paid a lot of money for these tickets because they were in a great location, the seats were, and they just pulled off this amazing show. Peter Gabriel, all of his accompanying band, you know, they're just fantastic musicians, play all sorts, you know, just play all sorts. The mandolin, I thought, was pretty cool. The flute, and there was this electronic, like 1980s bass keyboard guitar thing, which was really cool that had been played. The drummer was really good. There was a trumpet player who was just phenomenal. He was really in his groove. It was just a fantastic concert. And if you like Peter Gabriel, have a look on YouTube. Just check that tour out that he's doing. It's the IO tour. And he played at Birmingham, like I say, on Saturday. So we went to see that. It was brilliant. That's one of the t-shirts that they sold. I'm wearing that tonight. And Shell brought a t-shirt as well with all the tour dates on back. It was really good. It was really, really good. We really enjoyed it. It was fantastic. I couldn't big it up enough, actually. But then on today, Father's Day, what have we done? We went to see our daughter at her house. She's got a new flat now. She's flew the nest. She's gone. We will never see her return again to sleep for more than one night. She's living on her own with her boyfriend, and yeah, she's gone all adult on us. So we went to her flat today. Obviously went there and trashed the place, did a poo in the toilet and left it there. I'll have around, chuck crisps all over the counter, put 30 cups in the sink and never washed them up, and made ourselves at home, you know, as you do. So we went there today, and as well as juggling other things that was going on, and we went for a nice meal as well today. It's been a pretty full-on weekend, and I was just shattered coming up to tonight. And there was two of us originally that was going to be on, and then Robin had to pull out with the last minute thing that went on, so it's just me, and that's why you ended up with just me. I'm hoping just to make it a nice quick 30-minute show. If you don't like mine, you can skip to the next episode, which will be next Sunday. One more thing today. We've watched one episode of Black Mirror, and it doesn't really matter which order you watch these in, does it really? But season 6, the last episode, I think it is, and it's about someone called Joan. Joan is awful, I think it's called, and it was brilliant. It's a great story, a fantastic episode. So Black Mirror, they've produced another season at Netflix now, which is cool. I don't think I've got anything else really, so I'm going to whiz through some things, should I say. I can tell I'm on my own and I'm a little bit nervous, but there we go. It doesn't matter. I'm here and we got a show. Games with Gold for June. Hoa. Oh, that's gone anyway. Adios, which is June 1st to June 30th. The Veil, Shadow of the Crown, which is between June 16th and July 15th. PlayStation, we've got NBA 2K23 and Jurassic World Evolution 2. Trek to Yomi. I haven't downloaded any of these games, so if you've got PlayStation Plus, be sure to get those games. Amazon Prime for June, Sengoku 2, Mutation Nation, Soccer Brawl, Overtop, The Super Spy, Top Hunter, SteamWorld Dig 2, Neverwinter Nights, the enhanced edition, Autonauts, Revita, I would say. You clunt. Is that something that Robin's put in? Anyway, Rogue, Book, Once Upon a Jester, and Gems of Destiny. So that's pretty much all of your Amazon Prime. And then if you've got the Epic Game Store as well, and you look at that, there's... that's June 1st to June 8th, and that's gone. So I'm sorry. If you've got Epic Game Stores, you're going to have to wait until the next one.
Disappointed!
Right. Games played. This is going to be dead easy, because I've played Fall Guys again, which... That's it. That's all I've done. I've not played anything else. Pretty sad, isn't it, really? I'm just busy with boat stuff, so I've not done anything. It's just one of those. Anyway, hello Kim. She's on the chat. I've just seen her pop on. So that's nice. Is there anybody else that's on there as well? No, I think that's it. So it's just Kim that's just jumped on. Right. Let's head on to news. I don't remember hearing any of this last week, so I'm assuming this has all been updated by Robin.
Here is the fucking news.
Hideo Kojima said he wants to leave Earth and create a game you can play in space. So I'm going to read this out, typed out. Speaking at the premiere of a new documentary, Connecting Worlds, the veteran game director was asked what he wants to do in the future by his friend and Summer Game Fest producer, Jeff Keighley. Axios' Stephen Totillo wrote on Twitter that Kojima responded with, "I want to go to outer space. I want to go to outer space and create a game that you play in space. So please... someone send me up to space." Outside his work on Metal Gear Solid franchise, Kojima has been keen to experiment with the unconventional gameplay mechanics in the past. One such example is the GBA RPG Boktai, The Sun Is In Your Hand. The game's cartridge included a light sensor activated by taking your GBA out into the sun, some of the text has been deleted. I'm sure this has just all been done on purpose. Anyway, a description for the Connecting Worlds documentary reads, "Widely regarded as the first amateur of video games, this is visually captivating documentary gives a sheer insight into Hideo Kojima in game weapons." God, you could tell I'm terrible at reading, can't you? But that's the news. That's all there is. Like, he wants to go to space and create a game. I don't know what you think about that. If you think there's something awesome about it, I think he'll be pretty limited for resources, to be honest with you. But, you know, if you really, really think that that's going to be amazing, then send us an email or just do something. Send us a message on Twitter and think if you send us your thoughts, and we'll put it on next week. But to me, I don't know. That doesn't seem that like relevant to me. Anyway, new releases for 2023. Oh my God, I'm so hot. New releases for 2023. So, yeah, it has been updated. Aliens Dark Descent, which is on the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series S and X, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC on June 20th. Crash Team Rumble, which is on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One. That's on June 20th. That's being released. Rogue Legacy 2 is on PlayStation 5 and 4, which is out on the June 20th as well. Dr. Fetus Mean Meat Machine. That's on the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, June 22nd. Final Fantasy 16 is out on the PlayStation 5, June 22nd. Harmony, The Fall of Reverie, which is on the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, June 22nd. Sonic Origins Plus, which is out on the PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, and that's out on June 23rd. That's it for your new releases. I've been going 22 minutes so far. I've not been doing too bad, have I? So there's playdates. As you know, Bongo talks about his racing stuff that he does on Thursdays, I think it is. And there's also Wednesdays when Greg plays Halo. And apparently he still plays PUBG. I don't know whether that's true or not. Maybe I should turn up one of the Friday nights and see if he's doing it. But he just plays for an hour. In the UK is around 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's what, 12 round his way, 12 noon. Anyway, there's a whole community of us out there. There's a whole bunch of us playing games apart from me because I'm too sad on a boat. And yeah, get out there, speak to him. And I think that is pretty much it, believe it or not. If you want to email us and tell us how shit tonight's show was, and you want to make sure that Robbie and Greg are here every single week, and you don't have to hear my voice blabbering on for 23 minutes now, then you can email us at podcast@ocpod.com. You can tweet us as well, @OC_podcast. And we've also got a Facebook account, which is fb.ocpod.com. You can leave us a review. We're on Spotify. We're on all of those audio channels where you can pick up podcasts like Podbean as well. Yeah, if you want to listen to the audio versions of our podcasts instead of video on YouTube and Twitch, then, you know, feel free to go back and listen all you like. There's 700 episodes and there's a whole bunch of people that you can get to know. Yeah, because it's not just me. I'm just blabbering on. Shout outs. I'm going to shout out Robin. He had to drop out. He had some unexpected things to deal with. I hope he's all right. Send him my love, my ginger love. I know he gives me grief, but I do love that guy. He's a good man. He's a good man. He does good work. Greg, I hope you're having a lovely time in Mexico. And talking about Mexico, Kim has also had a bit of a touch of Mexico. She's gone to a restaurant with her father tonight, so I'm hoping that they've had a wonderful meal for Father's Day. Phil, he briefly jumped on just to say he couldn't get on, but you know, it'd be nice to hear you on the show, mate. I haven't spoken to you in a while, and I hope you're well. As well as Mark, I know he's been busy playing games, but yeah, we haven't seen him on the show for a while, which would be good. But that's it, I think. Fuck it, I ain't gonna. I don't think I've got anybody else. You have yourselves a wonderful night. I'm gonna play the outro audio, which for the YouTube and Twitch viewers is going to mean absolutely nothing. It's just going to be complete silence, but I'm going to press this. It completes the audio recording, so I can send that on to the big bosses and they can sort out all of the recordings, and then I'll just get paid my £500,000 for tonight's show.
Denied.
Simples. Have a good night. Happy Father's Day. Take care. See you soon. Ciao.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.